Wednesday the 19th of September, Rabbi Matisyahu Lawrence, the mitzvah of eating on air of Yom Kippur.
Today we're talking about the inyan of eating on air of Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of eating on air of Yom Kippur. A well-known mitzvah, but what's not so well-known is where this mitzvah comes from, where does it say it in the Torah, if it does, and what's the reason behind such a mitzvah? And when we investigate through the Mefarshim, we find a number of different approaches taken by the Rishonim, by the Achronim, as to what the purpose of this mitzvah actually is. The Shita's point of view, I've quoted quite a lot of them. We won't go through every single word, so don't get frightened. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, towards the end of where it talks about the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shabbos Leinu Lachem, V'nitim Et Nafshu Seichem, the special Shabbat for you, and you should afflict yourself. The Tisha Lachodesh for Erev, May Erev Ad Erev Tishpasu Shabbatchem. I'm just reading the Pasuk, not on the sheet, I'm just reading the Pasuk from the Torah. On the ninth of the month, for Erev, May Erev Ad Erev Tishpasu Shabbatchem. So the Pasuk seems to indicate that Yom Kippur is on the ninth, and then May Erev Ad Erev, which seems to say that it extends through the tenth as well. But that's problematic, because everybody knows that Yom Kippur is not on the ninth. Yom Kippur is on the tenth, as it says in that very same parasha a few psukim before. The parasha there begins, Ach de'osa l'chodesh ha'shvi'a zeh yom ha'kippurim hu mikol kodesh v'chodi v'chodi. The pasuk already tells us that Yom Kippur is on the tenth. So why does the parasha about Yom Kippur finish by saying Yom Kippur is not really on the 10th, it's on the 9th and the 10th? What's going on? The Chazal obviously were makabel over here, that there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th, and when you eat on the 9th, it's ki'ilu you fasted on the 9th, as well as the 10th, when you fast on the 10th. If you look at the Gemara, first Gemara in Yomit, also Gemara in Rosh Hashanah as well, number one, the Tani Chia Bar Rav Nidifti, V'nita Met Nafshei Tzechem, Ratisha. Don't we fast on the 10th? Not on the 9th. Ela loy menacha kol oicha b'shoyte b'tshi male alam akosu ki'ilu tif'ane t'shi v'asiri. Somebody eats on the 9th, we consider it ki'ilu he ate on the 9th and the 10th. He fasted on the 9th and the 10th, which is very interesting. If you're saying to somebody ki'ilu you fasted on the 9th and the 10th, so it sounds like it really would have been better to fast on the night, just that we're not commanded to fast on the night. So go ahead and eat on the night, and then ki'ilu you fasted on the night and the 10th. Bit of a strange drasha, it sounds like. If you look at Rashi there, number 2 on the sheet on the left, in the middle. Kol oicha b'shoyte, says Rashi, v'hochi mash mekro. This is how the pasuk has to be interpreted. V'nitim b'tisha. You have to afflict yourselves on the night. Kol oima, hasgein atz mekro b'tisha. Prepare yourselves on the night. Shatucho lehis'anois. You should prepare yourself on the ninth in order that you can fast on the tenth. With the afkik, Rabbi Loshen Inui, but since the Torah expressed this with a Loshen Inui, it didn't say go ahead and eat on the ninth. It said in Isa Metafshe, you have to inflict yourself. And somehow Chazal is teaching us that is a mitzvah to eat. But the Torah expressed it in a Loshen of affliction. Says Rashi, that's where we learn that this eating that you do on the night is ki'ilu you fasted on the night. So the strange thing is that it's off of the hituchoi. Something and it's opposite is being learned out. There's a mitzvah to eat, and the Torah is expressing it as fasting. Then it's ki'ilu you fasted on the night and the tenth.
So the Torah
is telling us over here there's a mitzvah to eat on the night. Rashi number 3, I'm not going to go through number 3 now, but if you're starting to go through that. That since the Torah expressed it in a Lashon of Inui, the more a person eats, the more Inu that they are doing, and therefore the more mitzvah they are on the kai. That's what the Kitzur Rashi says over there. So we have the Makor in the Gemara. This is where we learn that one has to eat on the night, and then it's ki'ilu you fast on the night. The Rashi, if we redact the words of Rashi which I underlined, shatuchol lehis'anois ba'asorah. So according to Rashi, it's a very simple, practical reason to enable you to be able to fast on the tenth. have a good meal on the night, eat well on the night, and then you've got all the nourishment that you need, and your body is able to cope with the fast on the 10th, and everyone's happy. That seems to be what the Pshat is according to Rashi. Look at number 4, yeah, on the left hand side underneath. I appreciate it's quite small, okay, but we don't have to go through every word. So this is from the Rashi in Yumot. The Rashi quotes the Gemara, and we'll go to where I've underlined it. Kaloima, when the Torah says it, you have to fast on the ninth. It doesn't mean fasting on the ninth. It means eating. Kaloima, hichinu at mechem b'tish l'chodesh lehitzchazek ba'achila u'bishtir. We should see. Person should eat on the ninth in order to be mechazek himself with eating and drinking. Kedei shetuchlu lehitzanoit l'mocha. Right, similar to Rashi, a bit more of Arichas. The Rashi is telling us that you should do it in order to be mechazek yourself, that you can eat, that you can fast well on the tenth. On your kippur itself, laharoi tchibosai shel hamokim baruch hu liyisov. He adds an extra dimension over here in order to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu tchiba, his love for Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? So the Rosh carries on with a moshul. Ka'odam sheyesh lo yeled shashuim, like a man who has a very beloved child. But Gaza olav lihis anoy zei mechot, and he made a gevera on him for some reason. The child had to fast for one day. V'tziva la'achilon. But he commanded the servants and they should feed the child and give him drink the day before the time, in order they should be able to manage the fast on the next day. Kodesh Baruch Hu never commanded us to fast throughout the whole year, except one day of the year. Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded us that we have to fast, and that's a toiva, says the Rosh. It's a taiva because we can be mechaper, because we can be mechaper on all our averus. And he commanded that they should eat on the erev hatanis. But since the Torah expressed it in a loshon of inoy, that's how the Torah said you should perform this. Alma chashiva hi ki inoy uki ilu nitzavu. So the Torah, for some reason, doesn't say quite why, but for some reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu considered this achida that you do as an inui, as an affliction, and therefore it's ki'ilu, we were commanded to afflict ourselves on the 9th and the 10th, and we're mekayem that by eating on the 9th and fasting on the 10th. And we have a package deal, so to speak, of inui, a 2-day inui. Okay, that's how the Rosh said it. And he carries on to say, therefore, we're knowing him to be married with the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. And then he carries on with his riots in the Gemara. So far, we've got Rashi saying that it's in order to prepare us for the Tanis. The Rosh is going along those lines, in Machazakas for the Tanis, and he's bringing a mashal that's a Tevot and Shakali, so we should be able to fast properly, and like our father that would do for his son. Okay, but let's turn now to number 5 on the right hand side, the Shari Tshuva from Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah there says, interestingly, 3 different reasons for this answer. What's he talking about there? He's talking about a person who's done an avera and he wants to do tshuva. The im over other mitzvahs lo yisasa, but also tshuva, says Rabbi Yonah. The person has done an avera, a mitzvah lo yisasa. He's done a lav, and he's done tshuva. Okay, let's talk about in the middle of the year, let's say. He's done tshuva. What's the next stage? Is it all finished? Says Rabbi Yonah, Yidav la'avoinoi. He should be worried about the avoin, about the sin that he did. The yichsoif, and he should be embarrassed. The yachake lahagir l'yom kippurim, and he should wait for when Yom Kippur is coming. The man yisrael tzel Hashem yisbar, so that he will get total appeasement, total kapara from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki ritzoino yichayei hanefesh v'haguf v'chayei kol noisa. A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want people to die. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants everybody to live. He creates that. He wants everybody, the nefesh and the guf. He wants everybody to live. So Moshe Ne'ema, as it says in Tehillim, Chayim Birat Soinoi. A Kodesh Baruch Hu's rock saying is Chayim. He wants people to live. But Al Kain Omdu Zichron of Rocha. And he quotes Al Gemara. That's why Chazal said, Kol HaKoyver Suda Be'er Yom Kippurim. Anybody, he's paraphrasing the Gemara, who fixes the Suda Be'er Yom Kippurim, Ki'ilu, you were commanded to fast on the 9th and the 10th, and you did that. And here comes the key word, Kihere Simchosoi Behigia Zaman Kaparosoi. Kihere Simchosoi Behigia Zaman Kaparosoi. What does that mean? He has demonstrated his Simcha when the Zaman Kapara has arrived. So, Rabbi Yonah told us that a person was doing Shuvah for an Aveira, and he has to be Yoshev and Mechake, wait for Yom Kippur to come, so they get complete kapora. And now Yom Kippur has arrived. The Gevaldike Simcha. Yom Kippur has arrived. We're going to get complete kapora. Gevaldike Simcha? You have to be Mefameach. You have to show that. How do you do that? Achila. The same way as on a regular Shabbos or a Yom Tov, we have a Suda, we eat. And that's our way of demonstrating Simcha. So here the Zaman Kapora has come. That's a tremendous thing. Says Rabbeinu Yoina. And therefore, the Suda and the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is to show our Simcha that the Zaman Kapora has arrived. So the thing has not to be for Yom Kippur, oh, today I can't cope, I can't eat, I can't drink, I'm sitting short all day. No! Paket, the opposite. Yom Kippur has arrived. I get Kapora now. I have to show Simcha. But obviously, I can't show that Simcha on Yom Kippur itself. I can't eat on Yom Kippur itself. So he said that I can't. There's a Torah, so therefore eat on the day before, and thereby show your Simcha for the arrival of Yom Kippur. That's the first reason that he said. The second reason, just giving you the next slide, Vahashenis, the second reason. Kibisha Yomim Toivim Anachnu Koivim Suda Lisimcha Samitzvah. On a regular Yom Tov, we have a Suda's Mitzvah. On a regular Yom Tov, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, we have a Suda's Mitzvah. Kibika Vishke Mo'oid Schar HaMitzvah Ala Simcha. Because by doing Mitzvahs, but there is Simcha, that improves, that upgrades the quality of any Mitzvah. As it says in the Torah, goes on to quote. But the punishments will come because we're not over Hashem the simcha. We look at mitzvahs as a burden. When a mitzvah is done, the simcha at a higher quality, a much higher quality of mitzvah. The things you have to fast on Yom Kippur. So really and truly, we're meant to be having a Suda on Yom Kippur itself. You're meant to have a Suda on Yom Kippur. But you can't, because like I said, you have to fast. So we, not postpone, we are makdim the Suda for the day before. The Suda to Yom Kippur is on the day before. For two reasons so far. Firstly, to show the Simcha of the arrival of Yom Kippur, because Higia Yoyim Kapar Oseidus. And secondly, to actually celebrate, so to speak, the Suda of the Yom Tov itself. That's the second reason. The third reason, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Rashlish is Leman Nechazik, so that we can strengthen ourselves, Leharbois to fill the Tachanun of Yom Kippurim. We have to have Koyach to be able to daven on Yom Kippur. Rashlish Aesis, the Nashena, and our Tshuva, the Ikureham, so that we can do Tshuva properly. Right? So that's along the lines of Rashi and the Rosh that we saw before, is simply to be Mechazik ourselves. So that we can actually govern and do tshuva properly on Yom Kippur itself. So far, another two reasons that we've seen from Rabbeinu Yonah that we haven't seen before. Okay. not photocopied on the sheet is a source called the Shibboleth HaLeket, one of the early Rishonim, and he brings down there also another three reasons for the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. I'm going to go through really two of them, and it's very interesting because it's completely the opposite of what we said from Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi and the Rosh said that you have to eat in order that the fast on Yom Kippur itself is easier for you. Eat on Erev Yom Kippur so the fast is easier. Says the Shibboleth HaLeket, the reason for fasting is Kedei Shatanis Yeyei Yosef Kosher. So that the fasting should be even harder for you. It's harder to fast on a full stomach. So he takes the opposite approach. When you eat before, the fasting gets harder. And that's why, now it makes sense, why it's expressed in the terms of inui. It is in the Sashi Sikhan. Because it is an inui. At the time, yes, it's a very nice meal. Yeah, you're eating a very nice meal every Yom Kippur. But overall, if you look overall, it's not so easy to fast. Maybe the first part of the Talmud, I'm not sure, I suppose each person according to their own Talmud. But that's how the Shibboleth HaLeket says it. To make the Talmud actually harder, and obviously thereby to increase the schar. And then there's a third reason that he actually brings, which is very interesting. Lahoitzi milibon shel tzadokim. It's to go against the tzadokim. Tzadokim, we know, were a sect of people in times of Chazal, who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Al-Peh. They took the Torah literally, and they dashed according to their literal interpretation of of the Torah. One of the things I think they did was they didn't used to have any fire burning through Shabbos, even if it was lit before Shabbos, because there's loads of violation. You mustn't have fire burning in your house. We learned it means you mustn't kindle a fire, but you can have it burning from before. They said no, you can't even have fire burning from before. And they did it all over the Torah. Shavuot. And here they learned the Torah literally. And they say, well, you know, it says V'nei Tem Esashu Tekem, on the 9th you have to fast as well. So they fasted, seemingly, on the 9th and the 10th. Chazal tells us that it's a takona to do that. But they used to do that. And here the mitzvah is L'hoitzi Milibur Shel Tzadokim. I've actually got the wording of the Shibolei letter here. L'hoitzi Milibur Shel Tzadokim Shemit'anin Gam B'Tshi. They fasted also on the 9th as well. It's a message. It's communicating a message to us. This Suddhas Erev Yom Kippur is communicating a message to us that the Torah is only meant to be darshaned by Chachomim. The Chachomim darshu inoy ve'shavu ba'achida u'shasiyah. This inoy is ba'achida u'shasiyah. However, strange it seems to be. You have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, but you have to be mafsik. You can't eat right the way all till Yom Kippur. So there has to be a hefsek. And that hefsek that you do, he says, is ki'ilu, you are fasting the entire time. It's not the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. It's the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. You have to add to Yom Kippur. It's not that, he says. Yeah? La'idiyah shekein hadin sha'oichad v'shoyfe kol ayoyim ta'oiz v'shoh kala chashivu lo'i ketanis sholim. I think he means over there that the time that you're eating is considered to be Ketan is shot. I think he's talking about the oyster shah kala, that small time that you don't eat. So you eat the majority of Erev Yom Kippur, and that small amount of time before Yom Kippur that you don't eat, that shah kala, I think that's what he means. Chashiv olay ketan is sholim. So yes, this time, but that's considered to be like ketan is sholim. Ki'ilu you fasted the whole of Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, that's how the Shibolei Leket learns. So there's a message over here. So I'm wondering, does that mean that it's the Rabbonon? Does that mean that he's learning it's the Rabbonon? Because the Tzadokim came later. The Tzadokim were a sect that came later on. Maybe you could say that Chazal will kiveya this mitzvah of eating, because there are some people who want to learn that it is the Rabbonon. The majority learn it's the Raisa. But maybe he's learning on this, according to this reason it's the Rabbonon, I'm not sure. And therefore Chazal will kiveya this because there was a sect of people called the Tzadokim who weren't dashing the Torah properly. Along came Chazal and they said, no, that's good, go against them, do the opposite, have a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. It sounds like, but I'm not sure. You could say the Torah knew this would be, and the Torah knew this would come in the future, and therefore was Kiver, the Suda be the right from the start. I'm not sure about that point. Okay. There's an interesting Shaila, which everyone brings down the shame of the Kiveiga, and it is a Kiveiga in Shuvah, and then test Zion. But it actually occurred in the Sefer before the Kiveiga, called Limudei Hashem. Shaila is, are ladies chayiv in this mitzvah? Is a woman chayiv in this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So, what's our first thought? Well, which mitzvahs are ladies chayiv in? Mitzvah say, they're not chayiv in mitzvah, asay shazman groma. Any time-based mitzvah, time-related mitzvah, they're not chayiv in. So when is this mitzvah? This mitzvah is not Erev Pesach, it's not the whole year round, it's not Erev Yom Kippur, it's related, it's specific to Erev Yom Kippur. So I would have thought, perhaps, a woman's not chayav in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Gemara had a similar thing. The Gemara said, by the way, we know there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippur. You have to start Yom Kippur early. The Gemara learned it also from this pasuk as well, whereas other psukim. And the Gemara says over there, we would have said there that a woman is not chayiv in it because it's a mitzvah haseh. But there's a special riboy, there's a special word, ha'ezach, that we learned over there, that a woman is chayiv. Okay? So the Gemara there says that pashtus, the woman's not chayiv because it seems to be mitzvah haseh shazman groma. But there's a special riboy over there, special limud that they are chayiv. So what would we say over here, in this mitzvah of Ethion Erev Yom Kippur, what would we say? Well, we don't find any riboy explicit. We don't find any inclusion in the Torah to include ladies, so perhaps we would argue that a woman is not chayiv in this mitzvah at all. It remains like a regular mitzvah say shazman groma, but a lady is not chayiv. Perhaps that's what we would argue. But a number of the achronim take a different mahalach, and they say, Sefer and think the Rashash and various others, Chokhma Shleima, which is on the sheet, we'll see in a minute, they take the approach that it's not true. A woman is chayav. Why is a woman chayav? Why should a woman be chayav in it? So the basic mahalach that they take is that since the Torah over here is telling you this mitzvah of Erev Yom Kippur, Ito Erev Yom Kippur, and it's like you fasted as well on that day, the Torah is comparing the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur to the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur itself. Okay? The Torah is comparing it. And is a lady chayav to fast on Yom Kippur? Yes, of course they are. In the same way that a lady is chayav to eat or to fast on Yom Kippur, so too she's chayav to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The two things come together. Because it's expressed as an inui, it's expressed as an inui, it's the same sort of mitzvah, the same part of the same mitzvah seemingly. And therefore the same way the chayav to fast on Yom Kippur, they are chayav. Sorry?
Why isn't the lady put on Yom Kippur itself? The extra mitzvah drash.
Because that's that over there, that's sorry, your question is why is
the lady put a fast on Yom Kippur itself on the 10th?
But why? Because it says a lot, because it says you have to fast there, doesn't say. Everyone has to fast.
It's much
as I've gone by,
so
she
should
put it.
Ah,
see, okay. So there is the love. Where's the love? The love is not here. The love is not actually in this pasha over here.
Yeah.
But elsewhere.
It's not allowed to eat.
There is no Torah, right? So any love, I need to have to eat. Right? Any negatives, right? She has to keep.
It's not the mitzvah of doing it, so eating.
Right. Okay. So that's how the Achroidim take the Mahalach. And they bring, the Ksavsofa brings from the Maril, who was a Rishon, who has a Shiloh about a lady who made a neder that she doesn't eat meat except on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's the halacha of Erev Yom Kippur? Is she allowed to eat? And he says over there that it's fine. Erev Yom Kippur is called the Yom Tov. His shayla there is only regarding whether Erev Yom Kippur is called Yom Tov, not called Yom Tov, is it included with the Haneda or not. So he seems to take on his posher that they're chayav to eat. That's the right that Ksav Sofer brings over there. Okay. To finish off with, there's an interesting story. The Medrash brings down. The Medrash, it's a Medrash in the Psikta, the Torah brings it in Siman Tov Reish Dalet. We look at number 6 on the sheet. Umevi the Medrash, Maiseh. The Medrash brings down a story. The Shoyte Ha'ir, the policeman of the city, he was the governor, the policeman of the city. Sha'omar le'abdo, he said to his servant, Keneli dogim, go and buy for me some fish. The loymotza ela dog echod, the noisin boy zopov. He's prepared to pay one gold coin for this one fish he managed to find. There's only one fish left in the marketplace, and he's prepared to pay one coin for it. But Hayasham Yehudi, chayet. There was a Yehudi, a Jew. Jewish person, and he was a tailor. The Hoysif Olov, Ad Shehelu L'Chamisha, and he was prepared to pay more, 2, 3, 4, and he brought the price up to 5. The Nisha L'Chayat, and the deal was signed, he got the fish. The Yid came along, and he paid 5 for it, he got the fish. Boha Eved Adoinov, the Eved, the servant of the Shoyte, came to his back to his master, the Sifu Lo Kol Hamor, and told him exactly what happened. Sholach HaShoyte Acha Chayat. So the Shaita sent to this tailor, this Yid, but oh my lord, what's your job? You're so rich over here, you're paying 5 gold coins for a fish. What's your job? Oh my lord, he said to him, I'm a simple tailor. Oh my lord, well, oh my kalisa, dug shoves over Khamisha Zuchotim. So why did you go and buy a fish for 5 coins, like paying £50 for a herring, right? Why did you go and do that? And you cut it away from my servant who I sent to go and get it. So what was going on over here? He said to him, how can it be that I'm not going to buy it? How could it be? How could I leave it there? How could I not buy it? I would have paid 10 to go and eat it on this day on Erev Yom Kippur. Because Baruch Hu commanded us to eat and drink. I would have even paid 10 for this fish. How could it be that I would leave it behind? That was his answer to the Shaitar. And from this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are betuchim, we are assured and we are confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are betuchim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us and he will atone our avirus. Oh my Lord, so the Shaitar said to him, Im kein, yofe al sisa, you did the right thing. Let him go, and the guy went away. B'shalom, went away in peace. There were no problems at all anymore. A strange medrash. What's going on? Okay, we know the importance of the mitzvah, but he would be prepared to pay so much money to eat it. And why did he add on at the end over here? Why did he say that this day on Erev Yom Kippur, and the day of Hashem Baruch Hu commanded us to eat? That's why I bought it. What are you saying to him over here? So underneath you've got the Chokhmah Shleima, which is on the Shulchan Aruch, underneath the text of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to go through the whole thing over here. If you look at the second part of it, or the middle paragraph that I put there, and he asked this question, he asked another question as well. He asked, why is the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur not written explicitly in the Torah? Why is it all learned out in such a strange way? Venithin, you should fast as ke'ilu, that's like you're eating. Why is it written in such a strange way over here? Why is it not the Feirush in the Torah? So he said, the answer lies in the teret that this chayat gave to the shaita over here. The teretz that he said, she'ana b'tuchim ha'gadosh baruch hu, that he's going to be machpir for our averus, that's where the answer to this question lies. How does it lie in that? So he said, look where it's underlined. Ma'akavona, just before it's underlined. She'ana b'tuchim ha'gadosh baruch hu, l'zakos yisrael b'din. Kadosh baruch hu wants to give us a good din, we should come out favorably. V'hazuchus hu, the ali de'a b'tochim she'b'ayitchim b'yisbarach. Through the b'tochim that we have in ha'gadosh baruch hu, she'yizkar yisrael, that Kadosh baruch hu will give us a good din. The smeichim al kach, and we are happy for this. Of b'tochin zeh ve'emuna kedai, this kodesh b'nisrael. That's what he says. Tremendous chiddush that he's saying over here. The b'tochin that we have in Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he will be machata on our averus, he will give us atonement for our averus. That b'tochin that we have is what is goyrim, is what causes that we should have a kapora for our averus. When we go into Yom Kippur, think to ourselves, oh no, I'm such an avarian, I've done averus. How is Kodesh Baruch Hu going to forgive me? No, we go in, we do tshuva, we do the right things, and we have bitochen in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he is going to forgive us for our averus. That bitochen itself is the zechut to be zeichet b'din. That bitochen is the zechut to be zeichet b'din, and that's why the chayat said to Meshaita, this day is a day she'onu b'tuchin Kodesh Baruch Hu yichapel. That's the purpose of it over here. That's the whole purpose of this mitzvah, is to have bitochen in Hashem, and through that we are zeichet b'din. And it carries on. So, how do we show that? How do we show that we're talking in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So a person who's going to a court case and he thinks he's going to lose, he doesn't celebrate before. But a person who thinks he's going to win, and he wants to show that he wants to win, he has to show that, he has to demonstrate that. And by showing simcha, eating on Erev Yom Kippur, which is a similar simcha, something we do in a regular man simcha of Yom Tov, that itself is a demonstration of that bitochen. Tiva Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's underlined. Lastly, is bitochen hazeh be'erev Yom Kippur. We have to demonstrate this bitochen on Erev Yom Kippur. Shel sameach oz laharos bitchoneinu bo yisbarach, to show our bitochen in Hashem. And he goes on to say that in the same way is Rosh Hashanah as well. How come we can go into a Rosh Hashanah, so Yom Hadin, we stand doubling half the day, and then we go home and we have a nice meal? Doesn't make any sense. No, it does make sense. That's the demonstration of our bitochen in Kodesh Baruch Hu that we will be zeichet b'din, and that's why we do it in Rosh Hashanah. And the same thing on Yom Kippur as well. Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided we have to fast on Yom Kippur. We have to be like Malach in the Midrash says. Okay, but we still don't lose that demonstration of bitochen. We have to show that. And that's done on Erev Yom Kippur. The eating on Erev Yom Kippur, he says, is the same as the eating on Rosh Hashanah itself. Both together are to be mare that we are beteich on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we are going to be zeichet b'din, and that's how we demonstrate it, and that is the idea behind the mitzvah, according to Chokhmah Shleima. So that's the general picture of this mitzvah. There are specific dinim. Obviously, a person who I'm talking over here about a person who has their health is okay, and it's okay for them to eat properly and the simcha beforehand. The person has to know what they have to eat and drink, and the doctor called me yesterday and mentioned the point that person should make sure, besides these reasons over here, to drink before Yom Kippur and to make sure they are hydrated, etc. As well as the mitzvah, it's just simply to make sure that your health is kept. Good. 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 Good.